Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Tuesday of the 25th week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we examine Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 66. In recognizing that the grace of God is mediated to us in word and sacrament by the power of the Holy Spirit, we necessarily turn our attention to what, exactly, the sacraments are. The word is mostly self-evident. It is the whole counsel of God, preached in season and out of season by those called and filled by the Holy Spirit. But the sacraments are a bit of an enigma to many, for even the word sacrament is not one we readily understand. Question 66. What are the sacraments? The sacraments are visible, holy signs and seals appointed by God for this end, that by their use he may the more fully declare and seal to us the promise of the gospel, namely, that of free grace he grants us the forgiveness of sins and everlasting life for the sake of the one sacrifice of Christ accomplished on the cross. Before delving into the specifics of the sacraments as signs and seals appointed by God, we first look to the word itself, and what is meant when we say sacrament. For many Protestants in our day eschew the word as a Roman Catholic holdover, preferring instead to speak of ordinances or memorials. This is a conscious choice in rejecting the sacerdotalism of the Roman Catholic Communion, which teaches that the sacraments have the power within themselves to convey the grace which they signify. Unfortunately, however, in rightly questioning this Roman understanding of the means of grace, many Protestants view the sacraments as little more than rites or object lessons that teach us about the things of God. The Reformers rejected sacerdotalism very clearly, but they did not go so far as to empty the sacraments of their purpose according to the Scriptures. Rather, they argued that the sacraments do indeed convey grace, but only as they are rightly partaken of in conjunction with the Word of God, the primary means of grace, as we saw last time, and empowered by the Holy Spirit. Within this frame of reference, the Reformers agreed with Augustine of Hippo that a sacrament is an outward and visible sign of an inward and invisible grace. Thus, as we confess, they are visible, holy signs and seals appointed by God. They are holy. They are instituted by God for the use of his people, to serve his purposes of grace in confirming to us all the promises of the gospel. They are visible, recognized with our temporal senses. The sacraments, in this understanding, are sensual. Not in the way most people today understand the word, but in its true meaning, applying to or relating to the senses. Thus we find that what we hear with our ears from the Word of God is ministered to us in sight and smell and taste and touch. We feel the waters of baptism. We smell the bread. We see the elements before us. We taste the wine. Between word and sacrament, all of our senses are engaged. As we confessed in Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 57, we are both body and soul. Thus God ministers his grace to us in both body and soul. In this, the sacraments rightly practiced are part and parcel of a healthy church life. Though frequency may be debated, and administration may look a little different between denominations, together we rejoice as we receive the grace of God in the preaching of the word. And we rejoice that that grace is confirmed to us as we hear and see and smell and touch and taste the holy signs and seals appointed by God for us, that all of our comfort and all of our hope might be found, body and soul, in the gospel of our Lord Christ. To God be the glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.